motherfucker for you. I didn't start recording the pre-show. I was not recording the pre-show. Now I'm recording it. That happens. That happens all the time. That happens all the goddamn time. Okay. Let's see.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
This is Nat King Cole's TV
they
show.
Say he wondered, you know, where
there's a whole story behind this song, right behind Nat King Cole's TV show.
Over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye.
Right, so.
But very wise. Was
there you go. I'm not going to do the whole goddamn song. Excuse my French. But Nat King Cole had a TV show on NBC that was pulled off the air by, I don't know, in a maybe one season? I don't know. They get one season out of it? I don't know. Because the Southern affiliates were upset. Hey, how come? Are you kidding? I got a black guy on my TV. Yeah? Well, he's hosting the show. I don't mind him being a guest. But hosting the fucking show, forget it. Well, don't watch it. No, that's too easy, man. No. Then I know, even if I'm not watching it, I'm in my mind, I know there's a black guy somewhere hosting a TV show. I can't do it. Well, maybe somebody else wants to see it. No, they're not allowed. I, Bob Hardbud. All right, man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the karaoke of this goddamn thing. Not Celine Dion, motherfuckers. Karaoke. What? Karaoke, bitch.
There were these amazing teams and players who played in the Negro Leagues. And
now I'd like to sing Nature Boy, by request, Dr. Ron Turner.
That is a great song, Phil. And I think it's one you'll enjoy. Phil, this is Dr. Ron Turner. That's too long. Oh, Jesus, come on, get to it.
There was a boy, a very...
That really blows. That's terrible. Eden Abez.
Enchanted boy, they say he wandered very far, over land and sea.
Perfect. What if Ron Turner, this is a song about him, he found this song, it's a perfect song about him, his birthday's coming up. And he's wondering if Margaret will sing it at his birthday party because, you know, it perfectly encapsulates how his life went. And, oh, so you're a nature boy, huh? Well, what do you tell? Yes, the song is about me. It's not about me. Do you know who that song's about? It's about a nature boy. No, it's supposedly it's about Jesus. Bullshit, you know. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm Jesus, but
if the shoe fits, huh?
No, not if the shoe fits. This is a fun. I think the ego on the guy is magnificent. I think this is a good one. Only the key on that motherfucker is brutal.
Phil, I'm going to sing the song Nature Boy now for Dr. Ron Turner. Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you. This song I found was
very much encapsulates my life.
It does, huh?
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far. over land and sea.
Are you telling me this is about you, Turner? Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Said of I, but very wise. Was he?
Holy Christ. What do you mean, Holy Christ?
And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way.
I guess this is about Jesus. The song is written by a man by the name of, as you know, Eden Abez. This cat was a member of some kind of a religious group. He was born in Germany, came to America, and was a part of a... 1941, he joined this group. So it was a group of German people who were into this German New Age bullshit, right? In 1941, living over here in Laurel Canyon. And when Lauren was reading me the story, I said, I'm surprised somebody didn't come along and burn their fucking house down, man, because that was at the beginning of World War II. And you got these Germans that are all like,
hey, Fritz, come on in, huh? We're about to blast up. How are you? And you're like, well, you lousy.
But I guess, you know, it being L.A., everybody was chill with the weird Germans in the house up the hill. I think the Doors did a song about them. All right. It all comes down to debate number three. Trump will do anything to win it. He will yell, he'll scream, he'll interrupt the fuck out of her. He'll throw her off. He won't give a fuck about the rules. He'll throw the rules out. He's pissed because all these women have been saying that he's a scumbag and a sleazebag. He's really pissed off. Yeah, I know. I know it's not true. I know he's a... I mean, he was just kidding about grabbing their pussy or whatever the fuck that was. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, sure. All right, what are we doing, man? News. The offensive to liberate Mosul from ISIS control has begun. Iraqi Prime Minister just said Trump ratchets up rigged election claims, which Pence downplays. The damage done by a firebomb at a North Carolina Republican Party office. Wow. Get a load of that, man. You know, that is a lone wolf. Yeah. This is a guy trying to make Democrats look bad. That's a Republican did that. That fucking North Carolina job, that's a Republican. Look at that. Donald Trump blames it on Hillary Clinton. Boy, Trump just stepped over the line with that one. Animals representing Hillary Clinton. Are you ready for this piece of shit? Well, I'm not going to let that slide, man. I'm going to Twitter right now. Nazi Republicans, yeah. That motherfucking Trump is gone. I'm telling you, man, if you believe that a Democrat did that, that's an inside fucking job. That's a Republican job. That's a Donald Trump. That's got Donald Trump written all over it. All right. They're going to find out who did this. And it's going to come back. The motherfucker is a supporter of Trump's. This is a typical ploy. And I'll tell you, you know, it's almost like they're using the Nazi playbook. Remember, the Nazis set fire to the Reichstag. Right after they gained power, they set fire to the Reichstag to give them the excuse to rule by emergency decree. You see, the communists are after us. We're fucked. The commies did this. It was an inside job. It was done by another Nazi. He set fire to the Reichstag, but they used that as an excuse to suspend the Constitution, which was illegal. There's nothing in the German Constitution that says you can just rule by emergency decree. Nonetheless, that's what Hitler did, blaming the communists. Right now, you have a firebombing in North Carolina, and the first thing out of that motherfucker's mouth is animals supporting Hillary Clinton. No proof. It's right out of his mouth, because Donald Trump, you know, he knows everything. Well, I'll tell you who did it. Some fucker that supports Trump. It's perfect. It's a contested state. It's a battleground state. She's winning there. They got to get that state. So they use violence. They use violence to move the voters of North Carolina to vote Republican. And they say it's a Hillary Clinton supporter. That is a transparent, fucking, just absolutely transparent no-brainer, man. That was done by a fucking Trump supporter. Nazi Republicans? People, you know, that sounds like a Republican trying to pretend they're a liberal Democrat. Nazi Republican is not a phrase that would come out of the mouth of a left-winger. Left-winger would probably say something like, you know, Trump is, a fascist. He's a running dog, strongman fascist. Something like that. Not Nazi Republicans. The North Carolina Republican Party tweeted back, "Thank you for your thoughts and prayers, Secretary Clinton." That is cool. That's cool. What the fuck is my goddamn... Oh, man. Unreal. I cannot believe that motherfucker is that much of a lowlife. I mean, he's a lowlife. There's no question about it, but... Fuck. Huh. What a world, man. Cannot believe that guy. That's going low, man. That is a fucking lowlife right there. All right, moving on. So what time we have here? 18 minutes. All right. It's a little bit longer than usual pre-show here. Let's see what else. Oh, let's just look at the news again, man. You know, see. The news looks so good. West Adams' birthday party shooting killed. What is it? Was it L.A.? Yeah, daughter of Olympic sprinter. Shooting. Look at this. Here's Sheriff Clark. He's always a guy to really calm things down. Pitchforks and torches. Trump loses his grip on Ohio. Ohio is back in play. Well, once the word gets out about this firebombing, German officials test should say autopilot in advance. Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump. The Walking Dead renewed for 8th season. Cowboys scatter Packers. This is all sports news. European Mars lander separates mothership, takes aim at the red planet. Oh, here's something. Dr. Jim Sadler, I think, would be good for this. What's that space cam? I don't want notifications. Dig it? Can you dig it, man? I don't want the notifications. Yeah. All right. So, Mars lander. There was a boy, a very special boy.
Yeah, I'll bet he was special.
You know, General.
No, you know, this is bugging me.
Okay. Wait a minute, man. Excuse me. Where the hell? No. Diamonds are forever. Let me see here, man. What's up with this? Testing, testing. All right, man, that's good. Okay. That just really fucking hacks me off. You know, I'm just trying to chill down. Because that really, I know the guy's a piece of shit. But I had no idea. This is a damaged human being. This guy grew up never amounting to a hill of shit compared to his old man. Not that much of a businessman. Feeling like he hasn't made his mark in the world. He's got to go out, not just make his mark in the world, he's got to fuck the world over somehow. Because Donald Trump got fucked over. A vicious, sadistic, sociopathic piece of shit. You heard what he said about, you know, now he says Hillary's animals attack. If ever a guy telegraphed the fact that that was done by a Trump supporter, and God help that motherfucker, if he's the guy that actually planned it, I doubt it. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. All right. What are we doing here, man? But this is show prep, so... I gotta get it out now, man. It's either that or I'm gonna be pouring the shit out on the air, and I don't want to do that. Okay, so what I want here is plain... And you know, Hawking's got those TV commercials. Those are really pissing off. What are those TV commercials for? The car? They're for Lincoln or something? What are those TV commercials, Hawking in? All right, 2 minutes to go. I like that one. Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. All right. I was looking for the song to start the show with. Come on, baby, what? Like, oh, I know, man. And We Run? Is this that song? No. No, fuck that song. Oh, shit. I'm trying to, you know, work in a few classic rock things because people are getting, they're tired of the hip hop, they're tired of the fucking metal, they want, blah, 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 which is fine, you know. Where the fuck been? All this shit. I don't know. What did we start the motherfucking show with the other night? Oh. Yeah, Melting Pot. Find out where that fucking thing is. This will get me some. Some idea where we ought to be. M-E-M-E-M-E-M-E-M-E-M-E. Melting Pot. Okay, there it is. Now if we go over here to Plays. 5. I gotcha. So we would be down here at the 4s. That's where we would be. The 4s right here, man. Right here, man. All right. Ready, set, 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, 1, 2, 3. Where is the... Hold on for just a fucking minute. Motherfuck. Nah, it doesn't matter. We're good. All right. Here we go. All right. Here we go. 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 Turn this off. Here we go. Here we is. Here we are.